Kutta Sichas, Chelik Yud Aleph, Parsha B'Shalach, Sicha Aleph. B'Hemshach HaSibah, the Yitzias B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, in the relating the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uredifas HaMitzrim Achareyim, and the chasing of the Mitzrayim after the Yidden, after the Jewish people, after they left, Nemah B'Parsha Seinu, it says in our Parsha, Uparei hikriv, and Parei came closer. Vayusu b'nei Yisrael said einayim. The Jewish people lifted up their eyes. V'hinei Mitzrayim nesei achareihem, and the Egyptians are traveling after them, chasing after them. Vayiru ma'oy, they were very afraid. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and the Jews cried out to Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. Amatik Rashi min hakosuf tevas vayitzaku. So Rashi quotes the word from the pasuk, and they cried out to Mefarish, and he explains the meaning of the word, Tofsu umnais avaisam. They took the profession of their forefathers, the union of tefillah, of praying. Tzarech lahavin, so we have to understand, ma kosher v'teichon hakosov, what is difficult in this pasuk to understand what it means they cried out to Hashem, shebeglal zeh hutzrach Rashi l'farish espirush enal, that drives Rashi to explain this. They took the profession of their fathers. Haloi pirush hakosuv muvin bepashtus. The meaning of this pasuk is very well understood in the simple sense. Kasher ro b'nei Yisrael shehinu mitzara, saying that when the Yidden saw that they were in a difficult time, ki mitzrayim nesei achareihem, they're in trouble. The Egyptians are chasing after them. Tzaku v'yispalalu al hakadosh baruch hu sheyatzo lo'isam. They cried out and they prayed to Hashem that He should save them. So what's difficult to understand? Why is any explanation needed here? Beis, a second thing. Ein lefarish Rashi bo lishlo hapirush vayitzaku loshen tarumis. Perhaps one would say that Rashi wants to tell us that when they cried out, it means not that they complained to Hashem, but rather that they davened to Hashem. Why can't you say that that's what Rashi wants to say? L'chayre rak al pizem muvena hemshach v'yitzaku ma'azay sasisolonu. In other words, why would you think that they were complaining? Because that explains the next pasuk. It says, what did you do to us? You took us out of Mitzrayim, we're going to die here. In other words, that one might have thought that this was a complaint, that the meaning of v'yitzaku was a complaint. The imkena ikacha said, why can't we say that that's what Rashi wants to say? Because if so, he's missing the main part of the explanation. He should have said that in this case, vayitzaku does not mean they complained, but it means they davened, because they took the profession of their father. But if he's trying to tell us that it wasn't about complaining, it was about davening, he should have said it was davening, but he doesn't say that at all. So it therefore doesn't seem logical that Rashi is trying to eliminate the idea that they were complaining. Uli'idach, Gimel. And on the other hand, im yes tzeirich lefarish ulevar tam tzakosom utfilosom lakadosh baruch hu, if for some reason, and it seems that Rashi finds need to explain, to say why they daven. Harei hoyel l'Rashi l'farshi because of Shabbai Musupar aldar tzakos etvils b'nei Yisrael Hashem apam rishayna. If when the Yidden cry out to Hashem, Rashi feels that he needs to explain why they're davening, that they do what their fathers did, so he should have explained it the first time that it's brought up that they daven to Hashem. B'hayinu b'parsha Shmoyis. Or actually that they cried out to Hashem. Behind of a Parsha Shmoyis, Shabbat Ne'amar. This would be in Parsha Shmoyis where it says, Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael, the Yidden cried out, Batal Shabbosam Elilakim, and their cry went up to Hashem. So he should have explained it there. Ke'al korachach tzarech leim b'pshut shol mikra shu'in tzaykas v'shavis ha'tfila l'kodesh baruch hu. Because over here, we must say that the cry that we're talking about is crying out to Hashem, a prayer to Hashem, and not v'loy zaka megayd le'yisuri mekayshi yashibud, and not that they were crying from the terrible tzaras that they were having. They were just crying because they're in trouble, because it's difficult. So Rashi is explaining that no, this is a prayer, this is not a complaint or a cry. Because the pasuk before it says in the psukim, and the Jews groaned from the hard work. So therefore, that is already the groaning, the sighing, and so on from the hard work. So when the pasuk says again, vayizaku, it doesn't mean that they were groaning. That's already been said. So vayizaku means they cried out to Hashem, that it was a prayer. So therefore, Rashi should have said it over there. Dalid, eich masim bechlala tayres inyan atfila. In other words, since we know that it's davening, so therefore Rashi should have said over there that they took the profession of their fathers, as he says it over here. Dalid, eich masim bechlala tayres inyan atfila b'shem umnes avaysam. What does it mean to describe davening as the profession of the avos, of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Besides for that, if you want to talk about profession, and profession usually means what is a person's preoccupation, what are they occupied by? So what was the occupation of the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? In the simple sense of the pasuk, what did they do? They were shepherds. So then what does it mean that they took the profession of the father, which is davening? Well, how does that become their profession? Using the term profession seems not understood. And if you want to use profession, their profession was a different profession, which is shepherding sheep. Beis. Lahalon mamshech Rashi. Then Rashi continues. Avram, who Omer, what does it say by Avram? He's showing that the Avos, their profession was davening. By Avram it says, Alamakam Hashem Etsham, that Avram went after the destruction of Sodom, he went to the place where he had been standing and arguing with Hashem about saving Sodom. After Sodom was destroyed, he went there. So that means he went there to pray on this terrible thing. The Yitzchak, it says, Lasuach Basada. The Bayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. He went out to daven in the field, to speak in the field, and so we know that this is referring to davening. The Yaakov, it says, Vayivka Bamakam. He happened on the place. The place happens to be the Harabayis. That's where he slept when he was leaving, when he had the dream. So what is Vayivka Bamakam? That he davened over there. Omad, Lasuach, and Bayifka, in other words, that these words stood there and spoke there and happened upon there, Miramzais, Leininatfila, they are all our allusions to davening. So that's what Rashi says. This is where we see that the Avos were daveners. So it would seem to be difficult. Lama Hevi Rashi Ksuvim Elu. Why does Rashi choose three psukim in which the davening, the psukim that express davening, is only an allusion to davening? It's only a remez to davening. It's not clearly stated in either of these psukim that they were davening. Where we have psukim, Rashi could have quoted psukim where it's clearly spelled out that the Avos were davening. Pavrom ne'emar b'parsha Lech Lecha, shehu gam kaidim la'kosav maybe Rashi. In regards to Avram, it's written earlier even in parsha Lech Lecha, before the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Vayivin sham esbeach lavai, in other words, he's trying to say that he didn't take the first pasuk that was there, even though it's only an allusion. No, he skipped the pasuk which is a clear reference to tefillah, and he went for the pasuk which is written later, which is only an allusion. It says over there, "Vayivin sham mizbeach laHashem, vayikra b'shem Hashem." And Avram built the mizbeach to Hashem, and he called out in the name of Hashem. Oyakosuf shulafneza, or even before that, it says, "Vayivin sham mizbeach laHashem anira elav." He built the mizbeach to Hashem, who appeared to him. So, if it's enough that he built the Mizbeach, and that already tells us that he was davening, So then you have the first pasuk. If it's, that's not enough, so over there it even says he called out in the name of Hashem, which is a clear reference to davening to Hashem. You say to Mizu, even more, Hakasa velamakam Hashem Hashem, the pasuk that Rashi does in fact quote, the place that he was standing there, Nema b'parsha d'stayim v'amayra, Shabba mefurish u'bariches g'dayla. In fact, what does Rashi choose to quote? He quotes a pasuk that was said in regards to the story of destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Over there, it's also clearly stated, in that story, it's clearly stated, Shavram hir b'bakashas utfilas bat Sodom and Gomorrah, that Avram argued back and forth, and he's praying on behalf of the people of Sodom that Hashem should not destroy them. So in that same story, there is a clear indication of Avram's davening for the people of Sodom. Ve'ilu Rashi ena maybe tefillas elu, where Rashi does not quote any of those tefillas, ela mashenema b'siyam ha'inyan, only he goes to what it says at the end of that story, la'achrei afichas Sodom v'Amora, after Sodom and Amora were already destroyed. It says there, beremez, there is an allusion to the fact that Avram Davin, where it says Asha'al Macham, he came back to see the terrible sight. And so we understand that his standing there and observing it was a form of tefillah on their behalf, maybe. And another thing, b'mechilta shehi lefi tzion hamatfisim. In the mechilta, where the printers, the ones who printed the Rashi, they reference this Rashi to the mechilta, that he took it from the mechilta. Hamokel pirush Rashi zeh, huvu omnam aposuk hanal shenema b'parsha lelcha even shom mizbeach. In the Mechilta, it taka says an earlier posuk, the posuk that says that even shom mizbeach, that Avram built a mizbeach and he davened to Hashem. So v'leah posuk shemevi Rashi, and it's over there in the Mechilta, it doesn't say this posuk that Rashi is quoting. So why does Rashi leave out the pasuk of the Mechilta and he brings the pasuk which is only an allusion to davening? Ulam ein lo echiach meshin ezesh Rashi motza girsa kazu b'mechilta. But, you know, perhaps one could say that Rashi had another version of the Mechilta. There was another girsa of the Mechilta. Af shagam oz yesh makam lishol lama bocha Rashi b'nuscha nedira v'loi b'nuscha nefutza. Even if you would accept that Rashi does have some obscure version of the Mechilta, the question would be, why did Rashi choose the obscure version of the Mechilta and not go with the commonly found Mechilta, which uses the other pasuk, and he chooses to use that other Mechilta, which nobody knows of, only he, and he uses that one dafka. In any case, ma'achas Rashi lehevi es pirusha b'shema Mechilta, ela b'toy pirush b'shudash al-mikra, Rashi doesn't quote the Mechilta. It's only the printer that said this, by the way, Rashi took this from Mechilta. But Rashi himself does not quote the Mechilta. So we see that it's not that he's saying a drush from the Mechilta, but he's speaking simply in Pirusha Pshuta Shal Mikra. Hare Yashleimah Shashina is drushas ha-kosov mikamay shukosov b'mechilta. The oifim shetasim l'pshuta shal mikra k'dagash shal Rashi v'kama mekaymah. So one might say that the reason Rashi changed from the way the Mechilta writes it is because his way is more, lends itself more to the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So therefore we have to understand, what is it about Rashi's Pasuk which is more the Pshuta Shal Mikra than what the Mechilta writes? Valderos Gabi Yitzchak, and the same question can be asked in regards to the Pasuk that Rashi quotes in regards to Yitzchak. She'anu meitzim b'mefurish b'reish parsha toildus, in regards to Yitzchak, we also find a clear allusion, a clear statement of tefillah in regards to Yitzchak. It says in toildus v'yeta Yitzchak, and Yitzchak daven to Hashem opposite his wife, shehirba v'hiftzir b'tefillah, as Rashi says, that he strenuously davened to Hashem that they should have a child, avur rivka ishtei, on behalf of his wife, that she should have a child. So it's clearly stated that he davened, and the Rashi uses l'suach basada, which is only an allusion. The chaim by Yaakov, the same by Yaakov, shetfilosim b'fereshu b'parsha v'yishlach. Yaakov's tefillah is clearly stated in parsha v'yishlach, hatzileini nomi yadochi, save me from my brother Esau. So over there it's a clear tefillah, and Rashi skips that one too. All these psukim, we have clear indication of the of his davening. And not only as an allusion, like the psukim which Rashi quotes. So the question again is, why does he use allusions rather than the clearly stated examples of tefillah by the Ovis? Gimel. Babir Bazet, so to explain all this. Hakushi Shivakosov Batevas Vayitzako Shirashi Bolataratsu, what is the difficulty in this pasuk? In the word they cried out. Ma mokim hoyelis palalu betzaika lakodesh baruch hu, why did the Yidden decide to daven? And not just daven, but to cry out, an intense davening. Why were they davening? Hare kfar hiftiach lemakodesh baruch hu, shevenei Yisrael yavoyu leretz Yisrael. The Eibishter already assured them through Moshe Rabbeinu earlier in Mitzrayim and so on, and they went through the whole thing, and he already told them, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Va'ad kol kach shebnei Yisrael yetzim biyadroma. And not only did they leave Mitzrayim, but they left with an uplifted arm. They went out with a netzachon. Av shevayir defach b'nei Yisrael, even though now it's true that the Egyptians are chasing after them. So therefore, we don't. Why are they crying? Why are they davening? Either way, if they believe in the promise of Hashem that He's going to take them to Eretz Yisrael, ein tzarich lispalel. There's no need to daven. He already told them. And if they don't, they lack the faith in Hashem's promise. Because when they saw that the Egyptians are chasing them and the sea is in front of them, Noflu Bahem Sfekas, they somehow were unsure. They don't know anymore if it's going to come true. So then why are they praying to Hashem if they don't believe it? If they don't believe in it, so then why are they davening? So that's what Rashi has the question. Why are they davening suddenly? Therefore Rashi explains, Tofsu Umas Avaisam. They daven because they simply took the profession of their of the Ovis. Hainu, meaning to say, Shazer Shematzina Tfila Eitzela Ovis, the fact that we find that the Ovis davened, who loy rakashi ispalu be eis sora. The Ovis didn't daven only when they were in trouble, or the Matzav Kietzeba, maybe they tfila, like a Zhvaruch, or in some other situation in which one finds the need to daven to Hashem that he should be helped. Ki'im, when did they daven? Zuhaisa umnois. This was something that they did on a regular basis. This was regular to them. Al derech loshen Rashi v'Yisrael Bilam, as Rashi expresses by the Yidden, what Bilam said, that shekenis na, that this is what they do, they daven. Shekenis nagu tomid v'chol eis l'ispal l'kodesh baruch hu. And because this is what they did, the Ovis always daven to Hashem on a regular basis. It didn't have to be because they were in trouble. Kamesh Mechiach came in Aksuvim Kidlakaman, and this is what he brings from those psukim, as we'll soon explain. He's bringing a psukim not to express that when the Ovis were in trouble, they davened. He's bringing psukim to express that the Ovis davened on a regular basis. So therefore, in a similar way, the Yidden did similar to their fathers. Shagam heim ispalu kodesh baruch hu, that they also chose to daven to Hashem. Afshekvar ha'isulam aftochem eis kodesh baruch hu shevayu la'aretz. Even though Hashem had already promised them that they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, still they daven. U'mashenem ba'ksum la'achrei zeh shevnei Yisrael amru al-Moshe amibli mazay sasisolanu. And you might ask, in the psukim after that, it says that the Yidden complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, is there not enough graves in Mitzrayim that he had to bring us here to die? What did you do to us? Toiv lonu avoid Mitzrayim. It's better that we should have stayed there and remained slaves to Mitzrayim. So this indicates certain lack of faith in Hashem. Harei zeo la'achrei sheviyitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem v'leinenu. Shoz yitzchilu l'yisoinen. This happened not at the time that they were davening. When they were davening, they were still full of faith. When they davened and then they didn't see any response, then they fell into the complaint mode. Gam yesh leima, but when they were davening, they did have full faith. Gam yesh loymer. We could also say shadiburim eluloy bo machmas heder b'hamunah b'Hashem, that these complaints did not come from a lack of faith in Hashem. The kavanosam bazeh hoysalis loynin, that they were complaining. That's not what it was. Elushad dibru came machmas matzavam adochuk. They just a person when a person is under pressure, they say things which they don't really mean. Keteva b'nei Adam nimtzayim beis tzara, like the nature of people when they find themselves in a trouble. Shemadabru mipnei atzar, they speak only because they're in such pain. B'li kavana, without really meaning what they say. U'kamayim razal, and as in fact the Gemara says, ein adam nitvus v'shas tzayrei. That a person should not be held accountable for what he says when he's in pain, because he doesn't speak out of evil intent, only because he speaks without thinking what he's saying. So they could have been doing the same. But in fact, they were in full faith of Hashem's promise. And Rashi actually spells this out in the pasuk that says, "Speak to the Yidden that they should travel, they should move on, move forward." So Rashi says, "They are worthy in the merit of their fathers, of their forefathers, and also in their own merit." Because of the faith that they have in me. So we see that Rashi says, even after these complaints, that they were worthy of Kriyas Yamsa because of their faith. As I said, therefore we see that Rashi says that they were still worthy because of their faith. So it wasn't about a lack of faith, it was about just a yid davens, whatever the situation, Dalit. Al pisa moving gam ke masherashi medayik lahavi dafkik suve melu ke chacha litfilosim shalavis. Now this explains why Rashi chooses these psukim as the proof that the avos davened regularly. Shahisa ba'ifin shala umnes, that it was in as a profession, sort of as something that they were accustomed to doing. Tfilas Avraham Avinu b'parsha lech lecha haisim shum tam yuchad. The reason that Avram davened in what it says in the earlier psukim, Vayim Hashem Mizbeach, Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, was for a specific reason. Kepirush Rashi Shem, as Rashi there states, Nisnabe Shasidim V'Cholo V'Yispalo Shem Aleim, he saw that there would be troubles in the future, so therefore he davened on behalf of the Yidden in the future that in regards to their troubles. Also, the pasuk before that says that the tefillah over there was as a thankfulness tefillah. After Hashem had promised him that he would have a son, and he promised him that he would have a great nation, and that he gave him Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu davened in response to the good news. So in other words, it was also in response to a situation. So also when he davened on behalf of the people of Stoim, arguing that Hashem should spare them, that they should be spared. And in a similar way, when Yitzchak davened, which in the beginning of Teilus, was also a request for something, which is that Rivka should have a baby, she should become pregnant. V'chein b'Yaakov, also Yaakov, tefilas v'atzilenu nami adochi, that tefilah, save me from Esau, was of course, save me. So it was a specific need. V'lachein mevi Rashi, dafka aksuve masher omad v'goymer, that's why Rashi dafka brings these psukim. The one that says, Avraham Avinu stood there, v'yetzi Yitzchak l'sor basodem, v'yiv v'mamokim, in regards to Yaakov, in all of these, there was nothing specific that they were davening about. So here we see that even though there was nothing specific that they were trying to accomplish through this davening, they were davening anyway. In other words, it's something that they do. Shalasaskas ba'ifin tmidi. This is something that they do on a regular basis. Gam mebli siba miyachedus, without any special need. That will awaken them to daven. They do it in any case, even if there's no special need that would bring them to daven. That's why those psukim, lasuach pasada. Why did he come there? He came just to daven. There was no special need. So also when Yaakov Avinu came to the Har HaBayis, there was nothing specific at that time. He was just the Har HaBayis. He daven. And as we said by Avraham Avinu, that after the Afichas Daim, he just prayed. It was a terrible thing. He prayed, but it wasn't trying to accomplish anything anymore. Well, Pisa Muvan, the Pashta Shlo Yitochem Pirzeh Gabit Filosim Shlo Yisrael B'Pashta Shmois. And therefore, Rashi couldn't explain this. He couldn't say this when he was talking in Pashta Shmois, where they cried out to Hashem. Because over there, when they were groaning under the difficult work, over there they were crying out, save us from this terrible plight. So also when it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the good news that they were going to be redeemed, so they bowed down. The bowing down is a form of tefillah. And why did they do that? They did it in response to the promise that they would be redeemed. So that's also in response to a situation. Whereas over here, there doesn't have to be a situation. Either they believe or they don't believe. So if they don't believe, why are they davening? If they do believe, why are they davening? They're davening because they daven. They always daven. Hayiram izeh b'avodas adam. What is the lesson in avodah? Inyan tefillah. Tefillah and the study of Torah, when a Yid davens and learns, it has to be as something that he does regularly. The reason that we learn Torah is not only to be able to know what it is that we need to do, and to know what not to do, similar reasons. Ella, the reason we learn Torah is l'shem limudat Torah atzmai. We learn Torah because we learn Torah. Torah deserves to be learned, not for any purpose. Valderel zevakim amitzvahs v'avedas atfilah. And so also when we do all the mitzvahs and we daven. She'esaskus behem ein etzricha liyas l'shem eizet tachlis amatorah protis. Being involved in the doing a mitzvah or davening is not for to reach a certain goal. It's not in order to reach something. It's something that we do always. Because we do this because this is what we are. This is who we are. To serve Hashem in learning, in davening, in mitzvahs, and so on. And the same has to be true also when we do work aveda with somebody else. Don't consider the fact that on the surface it doesn't seem that that person has any connection to Torah Tefillah. Why am I working with him? Because you have to know, in other words, then, if there is a purpose and you want to reach some goal with this person, so then, if he has a shaychas to it, you would do it happily. But he doesn't seem to have any connection to it, so what am I going to accomplish? What goal can I reach? So that's not why you do it. Ki olav ladas, you have to know. Shebe'etzem or bepnimiyis, zuya umnus shel kol echad v'echem Yisrael. This is, on the inside, this is really what every yid is about. Ki zuya umnus, the avos, the kol echad v'echad. Because this is what the avos of every Jew, including that Jew that you seem to think doesn't have any connection to it, el shebe helem etzli, only that it's hidden. All of Rak Lagalais, Lagalaisa Mahela Malagili, and all you have to do is reveal it from its hidden state to its revealed state. So he says another thing besides what I said before, also that if you think that that person doesn't seem to have any shaykhas to it, you should know that he does have a shaykhas to it. Every yid has it in him that he does this on a regular basis. He just doesn't know about it, so you have to let him know.